Okay, good morning, everybody, and Shavuot Tov. So, continuing on in the Rambam in Perek Yud of Hilchos Sanhedrin, we just dealt on Erev Shabbos with the idea of poskin l'schos and our particular approach of achein. The poskin l'schos is about the integrity of the process. Just like we said, previously, the integrity of the process requires the losan el riv maschilin minatzad. To ensure that people express their views accurately, and so we tell the person not that it's all going to work out, but we tell the person that if he's innocent, so that will be revealed. So the Rambam moves on from there. And halacha chas amar echad mina talmidei medinei nufashos yeshli v'lamed alav chova mishaskenu so amar yeshli lamed alav zchus malino so imahen l'sanhedrin im yesh mamish bedvarav. So if you amr hanidon atzmo yeshli lamid al atzmo mizchos shamin lo ve'olo l'minyan v'hu sheyeh mamish bedvarav. So there is a kind of some kind of an entry level bar of sheyeh mamish bedvarav. This is the Mishnah in Sanhedrin Daf Mem in Perek Hayubodkin. So the Lecha Mishnah has a tzarach iyun here. He says I don't really understand. Because when it comes to a karov, they can't possibly be ola laminyan and adam karov es latzmo, and we know that from the sugya of avu bino, that b'shas maso matan they can count as two distinct kolos, but b'shas gmardin so they only count as one, so he can't possibly be counted as one who's ola laminyan. The Merkava Samishnah says basically Lecha Mishnah's question is in place, but what we're talking about is a very limited situation. Where the Mizak and the Mechaivin are deadlocked, and his Svara is sufficient to pull things in the direction of Zchus, because Yesh Mamish Bedvarav, he's going to be Melamed al Atzmo Zchus, so Shomin Lo, let me just read the language of the Merkavis and Mishnah inside, Runo Saint Tam Le Shevach, Az Matin Zchus, Ve Ola Minyan, Inyan Shechayav and Haipalga Lehatos Zchus, Al Pisvara, so Ksheish Bamamish. So it's a tie-breaking kind of a phenomenon. I think in a broader sense, sort of building off of the Merkava submission, but taking it to be a much broader issue, well, I think what happens here and what really matters is that the Rambam is mechalik between the two different cases. When it comes to the Talmud, the Rambam's clear of malin oso imahim l'sanhedrin, and then what do you do? So if there's mamish bedvarav, he's demonstrated himself to be invaluable. So inu yored misham laolam, right? V'imein mamish bedvarav inu yored misham kol yom kulo. So the Rambam is talking about not just considering the point of view, but actually an integration, either for the day or in perpetuity, of the individual into the Sanhedrin. Afilu amar hanidon atzmo yeshli lamed al atzmo zchus shomin lo ve'ola l'minyan v'ushiyesh mamish bedvarav. Notice the Rambam doesn't say that he becomes part of the Sanhedrin. But rather, shomin lo ve'ola l'minyan, right? So it sounds like we take into account this point of view, and maybe as the Merkava Mishnah says, we'll count it, not that the person has a chalos of a dayan in the Sanhedrin. I think that would be way too far. But you can also see this based on the inverted language, because when it comes to the Talmud, it's meduyak. The Rambam says, malin oso yiman in the Sanhedrin. So he becomes a dayan for those purposes. Imesh bidvar of ma'amish shomin lo. When it comes to the nidon atzmo, it's the inverse order. It's shomin lo ve'ola l'minyan, meaning his daya is ola l'minyan, and maybe like the Merkava Mishnah says, maybe there it could break a tie, or maybe even beyond a tie breaking situation, maybe he'll end up in the minority. But the aliyah l'minyan is for purposes of integrating the point of view, but not to become part of the Sanhedrin for that day. Or, in perpetuity. So I think that's meduyak in the Divrei HaRambam based on the order of Shomin Lo and Olin L'minyan. Just one further thought on the topic. The nature of this halacha has always fascinated me, of Eno Yored Misham La'olam, that, anybody can, I guess, strike gold. So it's a little strange, you're going to, put this person, onto the Sanhedrin, because of one fine golden moment is that's remarkable. I mean, people spend their lives working their way to the Sanhedrin. So, you know, clearly he's already, you know, echad min ha-talmidim, he's in the shuros ha-talmidim, he's, you know, amongst the 69 shuros, you know, three shuros of 23, but still, you know, it's like in a yorid misham la'olam, that seems pretty dramatic. But I think that that is a reflection of exactly what we're talking about. Mekayim nefesh achas kilu kiyem olam malei. And I think it's really like a signature halacha. What it reflects is the gravity of individual life. And if this person, you know, has mamish bedvarav and he wants to be malam beitzchos, because again, that's the only case in which he can be integrated. And then, you know, we it's unforgettable. We can never, you know, look past that. This individual is always perceived within the light of that, you know, hatzalas nefashos v'hitzilu ha'eta.